This is
Akashwani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Voting is underway for the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections. 57 Lok Sabha constituencies spread across 7 states and 1 union territory are going to poll in this phase. These include 13 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 seats in West Bengal, 8 in Bihar, 6 in Odisha, 4 in Himachal Pradesh, 3 seats in Jharkhand and 1 seat in Chandigarh. Over 10 crore 60 lakh electors will decide the fate of 904 contestants in the fray. Polling for the remaining 42 assembly constituencies of Odisha is also taking place. The voting began at 7 a.m. and will continue till 6 p.m. Till 9 a.m., the voter turnout was almost 11%. Elaborate arrangements have been made by the Election Commission to ensure smooth and transparent voting. Election officers have been instructed to implement measures to mitigate the challenges posed by scorching temperatures, safeguarding the health and well-being of voters and poll officials. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has called upon the people to vote in large numbers. He hopes that young and women voters exercise their franchise in record numbers. In Bihar, polling is underway peacefully in 8 parliamentary constituencies of Patna Sahib, Pataliputr, Sasaram, Arha, Karakat, Buxar, Jehanabad and Nalanda. Polling is also taking place for by-elections in Agigaon assembly seat in Bhojpur district. All poll-bound areas in this phase fall under Patna Commissionary Region. In the riverine areas of Arha, Patna and hilly regions of Sasaram and Karakat, parliamentary constituencies, special vigil is being maintained. Union Minister and BJP candidate R.K. Singh from Arha parliamentary seat and former Union Ministers Ravi Shankar Prasad, Upendra Kushwaha, Ram Kripal Yadav are in the fray. Presently, all seats of this phase are held by BJP and constituents of NDA. In Odisha, polling for Lok Sabha elections is being held in Mayurbhanj, Balasore, Bhadrak, Jajpur, Kendrapara and Jagatsinghpur today. Prominent figures in the fray include BJP's former Union Minister Pratap Chandra Sarangi and National Vice President Bejayant Panda, as well as BJD stalwarts Sudham Marandi, Lekha Shri Samant Shingar, Manjulata Mandal and Anshuman Mohanty. For assembly elections, BJD's state ministers Atanu Sabyasachi Nayak and Preeti Ranjan Gharai, along with party leaders Subhasini Jena and Bomakesh Ray, are in the electoral arena. BJP state president Manmohan Samal and former state Congress president Niranjan Patnaik are the other prominent candidates. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said heatwave to severe heatwave conditions will continue over parts of Haryana, Delhi, Punjab, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Odisha, Bihar and Jharkhand today. These conditions will also continue over Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Uttarakhand and Andhra Pradesh today. However, maximum temperature will fall by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over northwest and central India and by 3 to 4 degrees server over East India over next 2 days. The weather agency has also forecast likely light to moderate rainfall over Northeast India and West Bengal during next 6 days. Meanwhile, flood situation has worsened in Assam with 6 people losing their lives and about 3,50,000 people have been affected across 11 districts. Water levels of major rivers have risen following incessant rainfall in the aftermath of Cyclone Raimal. U.S. President Joe Biden has urged Hamas to accept a new Israeli proposal to end the conflict in Gaza. The three-part proposal would begin with a 6-week ceasefire in which the Israeli Defense Forces would withdraw from populated areas of Gaza. And in boxing, World Championships bronze medalist Nishant Dev has become the first Indian male to qualify for the 2024 Paris Olympic Games. Nishant booked the Paris Olympic ticket after defeating Moldova's Vasil Sebotari in a unanimous 5-0 decision. And that is the end of this news bulletin.